Well, it was this time last year that Zaki burst onto the scene with a devastating win in the Doomben Cup, and he's looking to go back-to-back tomorrow with the man, J-Mac, in the saddle. It's always great to catch up with the number one jockey, James McDonald. Morning, James.
Morning, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. Gee, you must have good memories of this day 12 months ago with the mighty Zaki, who basically dropped all of Australia's jaws.
Yeah, no, he did that day, and he obviously had a brilliant Hollandaise Cup win there, believe it, leading into it, and then seventh length victory in the Doomben Cup. He hasn't looked back since, to be fair, so hopefully he can repeat that dosage. It doesn't need to be by seven. Hopefully it's just with his nose in front, but he's going terrific. He hasn't put a foot wrong this preparation, so hopefully he can do the job again.
Gee, it was a good win in the Hollandale. I know the margin wasn't huge, but on that really heavy track, he just seemed to dominate the race. What feel did he give you?
Yeah, you're bang on. It probably to the eye, it didn't look as convincing as $1.50 pop should, but the performance had so much merit to it. He was extremely fresh. He raced a little bit keen in patches, and then he was taken on and sustained probably an 800-metre gallop to the winning post on ground that didn't really suit him, very sticky ground. So we're obviously, with the conditions up there, it's going to be extremely wet, but I'm just hoping it's a lot looser, a bit like Randwick was on Queen Elizabeth Day. They seem to get through it a bit better, but he's a free galloping horse who would appreciate the ground a bit looser than sticky.
So when it comes to these heavy tracks with him, because good horses get through like he does, even though he's not at his real peak, what type of heavy track does he need to be able to perform?
Just loose. That ground was very unique up in Gold Coast. It was extremely puggy, and a lot of shoes were missing off horses' feet because it was just they were going in and just plugging themselves. So rain on the day probably suits them because it will just really tear up the track and make it a bit loose, and they just seem to skip over it, those free travelling horses. But look, I'd say if it was on good ground, it would be a different story altogether. It might be a 7-length margin.
The worry is the weather, and looking at the Brisbane forecast, they're saying there could be 20 to 35 mils on Saturday. You know Doomben better than most, having ridden on it. How worried would you be if that amount of rain fell on race day?
Yeah, obviously, I don't know how it's coming back. I see it was a heavy 10 on Monday, and it's now a heavy 8. No rain had fallen since last night. So you'd think it'd be getting back to the softer range before it come. It just all depends on how much it comes on the day. Your visibility comes into account then. Let's hope we, for Doomben's sake and all the participants, we can get through. But, it's in the lap of the gods, really.
Yeah, all being equal, he should be too good, shouldn't he, J-Mac?
Hopefully, yep.
You've got a big book of rides. Shelby 66 is an interesting runner. He's one that's going to get the wet track to suit, to get back on the colt horses back in the Chief De Beers.
Yeah, he'll probably want 100 mils dropping from this guy. he's all right. He's obviously lost a little bit of form since he burst on the scene in the Galaxy, but, he gets conditions to suit.
Smirk, what do you make of Smirk, who goes around in the roses?
Yeah, promising filly. She's burst onto a scene a little bit later than most of these exposed fillies. I think Queensland Oaks or Queensland Derby, these sort of horses can come from left field, and she's probably one of them. She's come from a Newcastle maiden to a Canterbury, just a benchmark race. Now stamped herself as a live contender with a good run in the bracelet there 2 weeks ago. So she's definitely a chance, and I think it's a pretty even race.
J-Mac, earlier in the week we spoke to Chris Waller about Home Affairs and also Nature Strip, their final big piece of work. Did you ride them in those little jump outs?
Yeah, I rode both of them though, in separate heats, yep.
How are they ticking along?
Yeah, beautifully. Couldn't be happy with them. Home Affairs is probably just getting affected by the rain-affected ground. It makes it hard for him because he really dislikes it when Nature Strip, he's a champ. He just gets through anything that puts him in front of him, and he's going really, really well. home for years, is probably looking forward to getting down to Melbourne and having a gallop up the straight on firm ground. So we'll get a really good line on them. But they both moving terrific. They're in a good headspace, and yeah, couldn't be happy with them.
How excited are you? Royal Ascot now less than a month away.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Obviously, I see Wesley Ward spruiking his golden pal up this morning. He's going to be bumping into the world's best sprinter soon, so we'll see how confident he'll be then.
Have you picked up any other rides at this stage, do you know, over the Royal Ascot Carnival?
I'll put the feelers out. I'd say I'll pick up a few. I'm just waiting on visas, though, Michael. It's been a bit difficult this year to be able to really target at the moment. As it stands right now, I can only ride the two Australian horses, but hopefully that visa will come through in the next week or two, and we can then target them. Well, just put the feelers out and try and get some spare rides that are floating around, but we'll work that out as we go along.
We have a little bit of an extended rake over there?
Yeah, well, we're going to, obviously Caitlin's coming over, my brother's coming over as well to watch the Australian horses, and then we'll tippy-toe around for a little bit for a couple of weeks and then make our way home and get ready for the Melbourne Spring again.
Sounds like good fun. And congrats on the engagement as well. Have you set a date yet?
No, one step at a time, geez.
Hey, it's going to be kids next, so get used to it.
Yeah, exactly.
J-Mac, good luck on the weekend. Fingers crossed there's not too much rain. We get to see Zaki at his best.
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks, Michael. Thanks.